Yes, I have a comment about the cards.
Yes, please.
For my wedding, someone gave us a sticky note with money paperclip to it.
Well, that's a good idea.
I don't remember any of the cards, but I do remember that sticky note.
Was there a special note written? I mean, was the note special or what?
No, it just said from what his name was.
So how'd that make you feel?
We didn't feel bad at all. He was a guy, we wouldn't have read the card anyway.
Yeah. Ha-ha. That might solve my wedding problem.
There you go.
What, Jerrianne?
You don't need to be encouraged like that.
Well, I don't know, you know. Yeah.
I don't remember what one card said.
See? You remember the sticky note. What color was it? Yellow?
It was yellow. Just a plain yellow sticky note.
See, they'll remember it forever. Maybe I could take two sticky notes and make a little miniature card out of it.
There you go.
Wow, that's a brilliant idea, right?
Oh,
that's
my
right.
Gosh.
Nice. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye. Stooks in the morning.
Hey, I got an idea for Mother's Day.
All right.
Okay, where does she live?
She lives in Overland Park, a suburb of Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, you could take her out to eat somewhere and then have the employees sing like the happy birthday song, except have it Mother's Day form.
But we already have Mother's Day plans. We're gonna be at home eating.
Oh.
So that hoses me.
Oh.
You know? And nobody likes to have that birthday song sung at them, do they?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Okay.
It's a novel idea, though, right?
Yeah.
You could bake her something.
I could bake her something. Yeah, she wants my cooking.
You could, you know, find a recipe. I mean, if you can't follow a recipe, you have to be kind of a special kind of stupid.
But my mom is a ridiculously good cook. What am I going to be able to cook to impress her?
Well, it's the fact that you actually baked something that would impress her.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so, not to bake or something?
If you're going to cook anything, just don't blow anything up, I guess.
That's a good hint.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Stooks in the morning.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you about being married, and they do read the cards that they get for their wedding.
Can you remember one of them?
Can I remember one of them?
Yeah.
Well, I got married 11 years ago, so no, I don't remember what they said, but I know that I read every single one of them.
See, because we just had a caller who said that she got a sticky note attached to a check.
A sticky note?
Yeah, for their gift, instead of a card.
That's tacky.
But she says that's the only thing she remembers from any of the cards.
That's just tacky. What'd the sticky note say?
Here's your money or something? I don't know.
No,
it just said from
and
whoever.
The guy's name.
Yeah.
Does your mother live in town?
Well, I wouldn't give my mom a sticky note.
No. I'm talking about the Mother's Day gift thing now.
Yeah, she lives in Kansas City, and I'm going back there this weekend.
Okay, I was going to say, that's the best gift you can give a mom is to spend the day with her.
Oh, so I don't need to give her anything.
No, just your time.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, now that I've done a radio show on it that she's probably going to hear online, now I really feel like I have to give her something.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
She's
I think she would just like some of your time. I'm a mom. I would love if my son came and spent the day with me.
Well, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the call, right?
All right, bye.
Take care.